For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. New fissures from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano have sent lava fountains more than 200 feet into the air. 26 homes have been destroyed on the Big Island, and 1,800 people have been told to evacuate. Janet Snyder with the Hawaii County Mayor's Office says that number could rise.
We're really being very conservative about saying anything what happens in the future. We are prepared to do that, however, if the need arises.
KDMB TV's Ben Gutierrez.
More than 150 people spent the day here at this evacuation center in Pahoa, with another 40 to 50 camped out in vehicles in the surrounding parking lot. They've all been provided with warm meals from the county and donated water. Roadblocks have been set up around the Leilani Estate subdivision, with police and National Guard units letting only Kapoho and Kalapana residents through.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Presidential lawyer Rudy Giuliani says he's not ruling out President Trump talking to special counsel Robert Mueller or the president invoking his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination.
I've got a client who wants to testify. Please don't. He said it yesterday. And, you know, Jay and I said to ourselves, my goodness, I hope we get a chance to tell him the risk that he's taking. So he may testify.
Giuliani on ABC's This Week, referring to fellow presidential attorney Jay Sekulow. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley was speaking out on CBS's Sunday Morning. She was asked what she says to people who find President Trump's behavior reprehensible.
If there's anything that he communicates in a way that I'm uncomfortable with, I pick up the phone and call him. I don't need to be public about that. I think that's a private conversation that should happen when I feel it, and I think it's one that he's receptive when I do.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Arizona Senator John McCain, who is battling brain cancer, is making plans for the future. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Senator John McCain's battle with brain cancer has kept him away from Washington since last December. His son-in-law, Ben Domenech, told CBS's Face the Nation that McCain is talking, he's chatty, and he's walking around.
This is a terrible disease, and we appreciate all of the support that we've been given by a lot of different folks who've come out and met with him over the past couple of weeks. The family is very thankful for that and thankful for all the prayers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Iran's president has blasted the Trump administration for moving unilaterally against the 2015 nuclear deal, denouncing the new U.S. policy but stopping short of announcing a withdrawal from the pact. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Hassan Rouhani saying his nation has plans ready to go if President Trump does pull out of the 2015 nuclear deal that was struck between Iran and six major powers and grant sanctions relief in exchange for Iran putting the brakes on its nuclear development. While the president suggested he might pull out of the deal, his newest legal advisor Rudy Giuliani yesterday indicated in a speaking engagement that it's already been decided.
What do you think is going to happen to that agreement?
In a speech on state TV, the Iranian president says America will regret leaving the deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.